Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalet. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, first mission the Daf states that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Chatzer Shenifritz Rishus Rabim, a Chatzer, which is completely breached into Rishus Rabim, or Rashi adds an area breached more than 10 amos wide, then the Chatzer has the halacha of Rishus Rabim, and therefore one would be forbidden with the Raisa to carry something from his Chatzer into Rishus Yachid, or from Rishus Yachid into his Chatzer. The Chami disagree and hold that his Chatzer has the halacha of a Carmelis, and therefore carrying from his chatzer into Rishus Rabim, or from Rishus Rabim to his chatzer, is forbidden by the Rabban. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Eliezer would consider the chatzer of Rishus Rabim if it's still privately owned and the owner has the right to restrict access, and concludes that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chamim was on the Makom Mechitza, the site of the collapsed wall. Rabbi Eliezer considers the area now used by the public as a Rishus Rabim. Point number two, the next mission discusses a case of chatzer shenifritz Rishus Rabim shtei ruchosav. A chatzer which two of its sides broke open into Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says that it is permitted to carry there throughout that Shabbos, but not on the coming Shabbosim. Rav Yossi disagrees and says that if it's permitted to carry on that Shabbos, then it would be permitted to carry on future Shabbosim. And if it would be forbidden to carry on future Shabbosim, then it would be forbidden to carry on this Shabbos as well. The Gemara explains the words of Rav Yossi on Daf Tzadihei Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah discusses a case of two breached walls as seemingly the lach would be the same if only one wall was breached, and concludes that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the opening is 10 amos or less, and shenifritz bekeren zavis, it's opened in the corner of the chatzer, and the two walls joining at the corner are breached. If there was only one opening, then we would say that the opening is considered a pesach, and the chatzer is not considered to be opened into the Rishus Rabim. But if the opening is in the corner, it cannot be considered a pesach, being that the pischa bekeren zavis lav the inshi. People do not make doorways in the corners of their chatzer. And point number three, the Gemara discusses a case of a ksadr vavika, a roofed structure, with four beams and no walls standing in a valley. Rav holds it's permitted to carry within the ksadr, being that we look at it as if, p'tikri yor v'sosim, four walls extend downwards from the top ends of the roof, thereby enclosing the area within a mechitza. Shmuel holds that one may only carry dalan amos within this area. He holds we do not say p'tikri yor v'sosim. The Gemara early qualified that Shmuel does not hold to this rule only when all four walls are missing, but he agrees when only three walls are missing, that we look at the area as if these three walls are extending downwards and creating a mechitza. So once again, the 3 points are number one. First mission the Daf states, the Rabbi Eliezer holds that chatzer shenifritz Rishus Rabim, a chatzer, which is completely breached into Rishus Rabim, or Rashi adds, an area breached more than 10 amos wide, then the chatzer has the halacha of Rishus Rabim, and therefore one would be forbidden with the Raisa to carry something from his chatzer into Rishus Yachid, or from Rishus Yachid into his chatzer. The Chami disagree and hold that his chatzer has the halach of a Carmelis, and therefore carrying from his chatzer into Rishus Rabim, or from Rishus Rabim to his chatzer, is forbidden by the Rabban. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Eliezer would consider the chatzer of Rishus Rabim if it's still privately owned and the owner has the right to restrict access, and concludes that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chamim was on the Makom Mechitza, the site of the collapsed wall. Rabbi Eliezer considers the area now used by the public as a Rishus Rabim. Point number two, the next mission discusses a case of chatzer shenifritz Rishus Rabim Mishtei Ruchosav, a chatzer which two of its sides broke open into Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says that it is permitted to carry there throughout that Shabbos, but not on the coming Shabbosim. Rav Yossi disagrees and says that if it is permitted to carry on that Shabbos, then it would be permitted to carry on future Shabbosim, and if it would be forbidden to carry on future Shabbosim, then it would be forbidden to carry on this Shabbos as well. The Gemara explains the words of Rav Yossi on Daf Tzadihei Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah discusses a case of two breached walls, as seemingly the halach would be the same if only one wall was breached, and concludes that the Mishnah is discussing a case where the opening is 10 amos or less, and shenifritz bekeren zavis, it's opened in the corner of the chatzer, and the two walls joining at the corner are breached. If there is only one opening, then we would say that the opening is considered a pesach, and the chatzer is not considered to be opened into Rishus Rabim. But if the opening is in the corner, it cannot be considered a pesach, being that the pischa bekeren zavis love the inshi. People do not make doorways in the corners of the chatzer. And point number three, the Gemara discusses a case of a ksadr bebika, a roofed structure, with four beams and no wall standing in a valley. Rav holds it's permitted to carry within the aksadra, being that we look at it as if p'tikra yor v'sosem, four walls extend downwards from the top ends of the roof, thereby enclosing the area with a mechitza. Shmuel holds that one may only carry dalet amos within this area. He holds that we do not say p'tikra yor v'sosem. The Gemara earlier qualified that Shmuel does not hold in this rule only when all four walls are missing, but he agrees when only three walls are missing that we look at the area as if three walls are extending downwards and creating a mechitza. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Tzadi Dalet, and the simon is a hunter, tzad, hunter, so here goes. The exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breached chatzer, and again when it escaped to another chatzer breached in the corner, ran out of ammunition just as the deer stopped to eat. under the Aksadra in the valley, once again in slow motion. The exasperated hunter, that must be where Duff Tzadi Dalit. The exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breached chatzar, which reminds us of the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a chatzar that was completely breached into Rishus Rabbim regarding what the status of the makom mechitza, the site of the collapsed wall, was, whether it has the din of Rishus Rabbim or a Carmelis. So the exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breached chatzar, and again when it escaped through another chatzar breached in the corner, which reminds us that the Gemara understands the Mishnah's case of chatzar shenivritz of Rishus Rabbim shtei ruchusav, a chatzar which two of its sides broke open into Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos, is referring to a case where it is open in the corner of the chatzar, and the two walls adjoining at the corner are breached. If there was only one opening, we would say that that opening is considered a Pesach, and the chatzar is not considered to be open into the Rishus Rabbim. But if the opening is in the corner, it cannot be considered a Pesach, being that the Pischa Bekeren Zavis love the Inshi. People do not make doorways in the corners of their chatzar. So the exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breached chatzar, and again when it escaped through another chatzar breached in the corner, ran out of ammunition just as the deer stopped to eat under the Aksadra in the valley. Which reminds, the Gemara discusses a case of Aksadra Vavika, a roof structure with four beams and no walls standing in the valley. Rav holds that it's permitted to carry within the Aksadra, being that we look at it as Pitikra Yor Visosem. Four walls extend downwards to the top ends of the roof, thereby enclosing the area with a mechitza. Shmuel holds that one may only carry four amos within this area. He holds that we do not say Pitikra Yor Visosem in a case of four walls. So once again, the exasperated hunter who missed when the deer ran out through the breach chatzar, and again when it escaped through another chatzar breached in the corner, ran out of ammunition just as the deer stopped to eat under the Aksadra in the valley. All right, now it's time for a four block back chazara. Daf Tzadi. So the Simur Daf Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The culprit who stole the tzedakah box, that must be wrong, Daf Tzadi. The culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it two amos on a roof and then two amos on an Aksadra, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked the question, but due to his quick mind, he didn't formulate it properly. The Gemara clarifies that his question was, De amos begag ushte amos bechsadra mahu. What's the halach regarding carrying an object, two amos on the roof, and then another two amos on the roof of a portico belonging to someone else? Rashi explains that the portico in question is a carmelis because the roof area which has not been enclosed for residential purposes is greater than two beisa. Do we say that since neither are chazi ladira, fit for residence, they're considered one rishus, even though they are owned by different people? Or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another is forbidden, according to the Chachamim, because each roof is independently owned, so too here, since the roof and portico are independently owned. The Gemara leaves the question as a teiku. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it two amos on a roof, and then two amos on an aksadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Rav and Shmuel and reconciles it with an earlier Malchokas brought in Daf Peites Amud Aleph that seems to contradict their opinions here. In a case of adjoining roofs on the same level, according to Rabbi Meir, or on a single roof, according to the Chachamim, Rav says, Mutter l'taltu b'chulo. It's mutter to carry on the entire roof. And Shmuel says, Ein mataltu bo el alba arba. We may only carry within an area of dalet amos. Rav says, it's permitted to carry on the entire roof, which seems to contradict his previous ruling, that we do not apply the rule of gadasi to the walls that separate the roofs underneath. Since each roof is completely open to the other roof, he forbids carrying on each roof beyond four amos. The Gemara answers that, in the previous case, the wall between one roof and the other was not visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, he doesn't apply good asig to that wall. Here, the walls surrounding the roof are visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, good asig applies to that wall, and the roof is considered a single rishus. The Gemara continues with resolving the seeming contradictory rulings of Shmuel. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it two amos on a roof and then two amos on an aksadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, got caught when he tripped over and fell onto the top of a hull of a massive upside-down boat that was just in the middle of its annual tarring. Which reminds us, in the case of a ship whose area exceeds two beisa, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the entire ship, and Shmuel says that one may only carry within dalet amos. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, who permits carrying throughout the ship, there are valid walls enclosing the ship, and these walls are considered to have been made for the use of dwelling within the ship. According to Shmuel, one may only carry within dalet amos because mechitzas l'havriach mayim asuyos. The walls of the ship are made primarily to keep water out rather than to make the ship a suitable place for dwelling. Rav Gittel said in the name of Chia Bar Yosef that Rav concedes that if the ship were turned upside down on land, so that the bottom of its hull is now the roof, he would be restricted to carrying within dalet amos. And the Gemara clarifies that this is referring to a case where the boat was turned upside down for tarring. The walls are therefore not for residential use, and the hull is like a karpuf exceeding two beisa. Therefore, it's a karmelis, and carrying more than dalet amos is forbidden. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol of Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign, a yitzia. So here goes. The exit sign enthusiast, exit sign, that must be on Daf Tzadi Aleph. The exit sign enthusiast who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph introduced the three opinions of Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon regarding carrying on roofs and chatzeros and karpavs. Rav Yehuda said that upon careful analysis, you'll find that according to Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus Atzman, Chetzeros Rishus Atzman, Karpevas Rishus Atzman. Carrying between roofs or between Chetzeros or between Karpavs is permitted when they're owned by different people who did not make an Erev. It's not permitted to carry from one category of Rishus to another. Rashi explains that roofs, Chetzeros, and Karpavs are not constantly in use and are each considered one Rishus. The reason why one may not carry between them is that they're each considered a different Rishus because of Chiluk Tashmish Vishinui Shem HaRishus. Each one has a different use and a different name. So the exit sign enthusiast who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs, with bigger signs at karpavs, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said according to the Chachamim Bar Mishnah, who prohibit carrying between roofs belonging to different owners, gagin v'chatzeros rishus echad. Roofs and chatzeros are one rishus, meaning one may carry between roofs and chatzeros that are owned by different people. Karpavos rishus alkazan, and karpavs are one rishus, and one may carry from one karpav to another, even if they're owned by different people, but carrying between a karpav and a chatzer or a roof is forbidden, even if owned by the same person. Rashi explains that one may carry between roofs and chatzeros because tashmish and shava, their uses are similar, but one may not carry from a roof or a chatzer to a karpav, or vice versa, shein tashmish and shava, their uses are not similar. So the exit sign enthusiasts who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs, with bigger signs at karpavs, was dismayed when news broke that the halachas Rekav Shimon even if the residents of each chatzer made an Erev. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon stated that roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs are all one rishus in regards to items that began Shabbos in one of them. Rav said the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, v'hu shelo irvu, provided that the residents of each chatzer have not joined in an Erev with the residents of their own chatzer. Although irvu lo, but if they, residents of the chatzeros, have joined in an Erev with residents of their own chatzer, but not with residents of the other chatzeros, then even Rabbi Shimon did not permit carrying from one chatzer to another. De gazrin dilma asi lafukim mani debati muchatzer. For we decree that this is prohibited for fear that one may come to carry out utensils that began Shabbos in the house from one chatzer into another chatzer. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan disagree and say, ben irvu, ben shelo irvu. The lach is like Rabbi Shimon, whether or not the residents of each chatzer have joined in an Erev. They weren't concerned that people will also carry items that were inside. The Gemara brings several brises which seem to support Rav or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and refutes them all. Dav Tzadi Beis, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a turtle at Tzav. So here goes. The turtle infestation. Turtles, that must be more in Dav Tzadi Beis. The turtle infestation in the Churba between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case of Shtei Chatzeros v'Churba Achaz Beneihem, two chatzeros and a destroyed building in between, and the members of one chatzer made an Erev for itself to carry in and out of their houses, and one didn't. Rav Huna says we give the rights to use the churva on Shabbos to the one which did not make an Erev. The reason that we don't give it to the ones that made an Erev is because the people who live there might bring things out from their houses to their chatzer and from there bring them into the churva. Chiya bar Rav on the other hand says that both chatzeros are usher to carry to and from the churva. Rashi explains that because of the concern that the ones who made an Erev will bring things into the chatzer and then from there into the churva, we forbid even the people who did not make an Erev to carry into the churva. So the turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Gag gadol v'samuch hakatan, if a big roof is next to a small roof, hagadol mutar v'katan aser, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. In general, two roofs that are next to each other would forbid each other from carrying onto them. However, in this case, the big roof is completely surrounded by walls, based on good asik, with an opening less than 10 amos into the small roof. Therefore, the opening is not considered a breach, which would thereby connect the two roofs, but rather it's considered a pesach, a doorway. On the other hand, one is forbidden to carry from inside the house onto the small roof, because it only has three walls and is nifratz l'makama asua, completely open on the four side to an area that is forbidden to it, that being the larger roof. So the turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chatzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chatzer next to it. Which reminds us, the Gemara mentions other cases that are similar to the Mishnah's case of a large chatzer that was breached into a small one. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions diur gadol b'katana ve'ein diur katana b'gadola. The big chatzer has power over the small chatzer and pulls the small chatzer towards it, whereas the small chatzar has no power over the big chatzar and cannot pull the big chatzar towards it. For example, if there are 9 people in a big chatzar and 1 person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzar is pulled toward the big one, they combine for a minion. However, if there are 9 people in the small one and 1 person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the 9, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the 1 person. Daf Tzadik Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Tzadik Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The scenic train tour, that must be wrong, Daf Tzadik Gimel. The scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, which reminds us, on Daf Tzadik Beis Amun Beis, Abai said that we never find a case where adding mechitzas creates an isser that did not exist when the mechitza was not there. The Gemara already challenged Abai's premise twice on Daf Tzadik Beis Amun Beis, and continues to challenge him on this Daf. Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan said to Abai, "V'lo metzinu b'mechitza l'isser? Do we not find examples of a mechitza that causes an isser? But it was taught in a brace regarding klaim. Bai shechetzi makor v'chetzi eni makor, in a house that is half roofed and half unroofed. Gafanim kan, matuizor al kan. If there are vines growing here under the roof part, it's permitted to plant grain or greens here under the unroofed part, even without leaving the normally required distance of dalet amos between the vineyard and the plantings." Rashi explains that we apply the principle of pitikri yod v'sosem. The edge of the roof extends downwards and seals, partitioning the vineyard from the plantings. So Rabbi Rav Chanan concludes his question that if they had extended the roof so that it covers the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within dalet amos of the vines. So we see from this that adding a roof, which is a form of mechitza, can cause an iser. Abai responded, "Hasam silk mechitzasu." In this case, one is removing the partition, meaning the addition of the second half of the roof is not considered adding mechitza, but rather eliminating the mechitza that had previously covered until the middle of the house and separate the vines from the plantings. So this scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, in the chatzar 5 tefachim higher than the neighbors with a 5 tefach wall, which reminds us, Rav Chisa says, "Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha." A chatzar that is 5 tefachim higher than a neighboring chatzar and also has a wall that is 5 tefachim high is not considered to have a 10 tefach high wall unless the partition consists entirely of elevation or of mechitza. The Gemara questions this from a brisa which states that in the above case, the 2 adjoining chatzeros may not have 1 erev for both of them. We see from this that Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha do indeed combine to create a 10 tefach wall, thereby not allowing the 2 chatzeros to join in 1 erev. The Gemara answers that when Rav Chisda said that we do not look at this case as there being a 10 tefach wall, he meant this only regarding the top chatzer, being the one in the top chatzer only sees the 5 tefachim of wall. However, regarding the bottom chatzer, from which 10 tefachim of ground and wall can be seen, it is indeed considered a wall. Therefore, the Braisa states that the 2 chatzeros may not have 1 single erev. So the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, in the chatzar 5 tefachim higher than the neighbors with the 5 tefach wall, came to a screeching halt when the wall between 2 chatzeros suddenly collapsed. Which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asks, what's the law about during Hambayim b'Shabbos, residents arriving on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the case is that there's a wall in between 2 chatzeros which fell on Shabbos. Each chatzar had its own era, but now that the wall fell, the 2 chatzeros are one large chatzar containing the residents of both. Rav Hoshai's question is if the residents of both chatzeros are now forbidden to carry, being that people who had not joined in their Erev, meaning the residents within the chatzer, have now joined them on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests a proof, but then refutes it. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions, plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which stuff do we have a question? What residents in the 2 chatzeros do that each made an Erev if the wall between them fell on Shabbos? That's on Daf Tzadik Gimel. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we have Malkokos regarding carrying within a ship? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have in Malkokas, Rab and Shmuel, regarding carrying under an achsadra in a valley? That's on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have that one is permitted to carry on a big roof next to a small roof? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have that Rab applies good asi to the walls surrounding the roof? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that a breach in the corner of a mavui is not considered a pesach because people don't make entrances in the corner of their chatzar? That's on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we machlok is whether one may pour water into a drainage conduit from a chatzar that is covered for its first 4 amos in Rishus of Rabin? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that Abai holds that extending a roof completely over the vines in a house is a case of siluk mechitza, eliminating mechitza? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which of the when the Rav Yehuda says that according to the Chachamim, Karpavs are different than roofs and Chatzeros? That's on Duff. Tzadi Aleph. Good. And number 10, which of the when that nine people in a large Chatzer can make a minion with one person in a small Chatzer? That's on Duff. Tzadi Beis. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf to go in that there are abbreviations in the Torah, such as the word Anochi in the Aseres Dibros? That's on daf. Kufhei and Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which daf to go in about Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum? That's on daf. Ches and Brachas. Good. Number 3. Which daf to go in about Yud Ches Devarim, the 18 enactments? That's on daf. Yud Gimel and Shamas. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.